Well, welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We will take your phone calls this hour as well, so stand by. And welcome back to Coast. Don't forget the app in your app stores, Critical Health News. That's all you have to put in there, and it will pop up for you. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. We came very close last hour of closing their server. Let's keep trying. We are on the verge of a record here. CriticalHealthNews.com and the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach with us. And let's go back to the phones. Tim in Alberta, Canada is with us now on the wildcard line. Hey, Tim. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, George and Ben. Doc Wallach, sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm a 23-year listener. You think I'd get that correct, right? You know what? I owe you guys an apology because both of you, George and Doc, you both said, you know, blood in your stool, get to a doctor. I mean, I can hear you saying that now, and I didn't. And I self-diagnosed. I said, oh, I got colitis. I've got some stress, stuff going on. And, you know, that's just about 2 years ago, and I started looking white as a ghost. And my friends were saying, hey, man, you're really white. And then I was losing power, and I was feeling weak. And I'll drop into the emergency, and the doc looked at me and goes, hey, you look really white. And I said, yeah, I'm a little tired. He said, boy, let's do a blood count on you right now. Well, I came back 82, and it's what, 135 to 175? I think critical 70. So anyways, I ended up immediately in the hospital, and they did surgery after a CAT scan. Big tumor on my colon. That's where the blood was coming from. So I did a 14-day stint in the hospital, and just before I got out, my surgeon, a great guy, came up and said, hey, Tim, it's cancerous. And I said, well, it's been in my body for 2 years, so it probably wasn't until it became, so however that works. But so anyways, oncologist went up to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. It's the Cross Cancer Clinic. It's a huge place, man. They know how to treat people there. Very good. And right out of the X-Files, my doctor was a female, Dr. Mulder.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
That's perfect.
So I get the coach, I get the, you know, the cancer lecture and the 10 side effects. And when she got to number 7, I said, I'm not doing that. There's just no way. And then the last 3, I said, there's just absolutely no way I'm going to do it. So, you know, I didn't use drugs all my life. You know, a retired military policeman. There's no way I'm going to take chemo and you know, like destroy my system that I've been trying to protect. So she said, change your mind. Call us or I'll call you back in a week. She called back in a week. I said, no, no change. I'm not doing it. She said, you're going on a supervisory program. We're going to monitor you for 3 years. Every 3 months you do a blood test, a CAT scan once a year. So that's where I'm at now. And since then, I've got some Christian Wild's turmeric. I'm trying to keep an alkaline diet, vitamin C, although my pharmacist just came back from a conference, and he said that some cancers seem to like vitamin C. So, you know, I'm kind of mixed messages on that.
It loves sugar, so be careful with sugar.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's acidic. I understand that.
Jump in here if I may.
Yeah, jump in, Doc.
Yeah, okay. Let me jump in here if I may. First of all, how much do you weigh, Tim?
Well, I lost 46 pounds and 10 in the hospital, so I'm down to about 210 right now.
Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 6'3", exactly.
Okay. Well, again, when you have cancer, whether it's metastasized yet or not, or it's a stage 3 or 4 or 5 and it has metastasized, your best friend is your immune system. And I have to ask you 2 or 3 questions real quick here so I get the answer. Do you ever have any history of asthma or bronchitis as a kid?
No, I've absolutely clean a bill of health. I'm 63. Other than this, nothing.
Okay, so no skin problems, no eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, no asthma, no bowel problems, no appendicitis, nothing like that.
No, the blood from the ball was up. It was a summer of just too many beers and 2 screwed up meals. I think it started with like ulcerated colon, and then from there it just got worse and worse and worse.
Well, ulcerative colitis is caused by a gluten problem, okay, and can cause problems. Of course, you're eating processed meats with the beers, all the pepperoni and bacon and all that kind of stuff, and you're going to get
the stuff
cancer.
That tastes good, right?
Yeah, it tastes good, but then it's problematic. You're going to increase your risk of cancer. So here's where we're at. And so what I recommend, give up all the bad stuff. Okay, you need to give up all the bad stuff. You've done a lot of that already, but you need to, and for the rest of the listening audience, no fried foods, no processed meats at all, absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salt, and cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, no barley, no oat. You have to eat like an Asian. You can eat rice, you can eat baked sweet potatoes with butter, but no wheat, barley, no oats. That includes beer. If you're going to eat drink beer, it's got to be gluten-free beer, rice beer, that kind of stuff. Red wine is good. Then, at 210 pounds, I'd have you take two healthy brain and heart packs a month. That's their biggest hammer in the toolbox when it comes to giving your body what it needs to maintain itself. So it's one per 100 pounds of body weight. So it's two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Then I would take these antioxidants here. Number one, you need the Cell Shield RTQ. Big guy like you, I'd go ahead and take two bottles a month. So you can take three of those Cell Shield RTQ capsules twice a day, and it's going to give you the resveratrol, it's going to give you the turmeric and quercetin, all great antioxidants to help your immune system protect you. You also need the Z-radical with the fucoidin, and it has four super juices in it. You can either get it in liquid or powder, have two doses a day, one per 100 pounds of body weight. That's two canisters of powder a month or two quarts of the liquid a month. And then lastly, let's see here, I would have you take our liquid muscadine grapeseed extract, which comes from our Nature's Pearl division. It was a 10-year study at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, okay? And 10-year study, government study, government-funded, $120 million. It's published in three scientific journals. It's one of the greatest natural substances to support your immune system, to help your immune system protect you against cancer. Okay? So those are the things we would do. Change your diet, get rid of the stuff that caused the problem. This is a lifetime deal, not just for a couple of weeks. And you take these supplements to support your immune system, give your body what it needs to defend itself, and you're going to have the best possible result.
And fight it, Tim. Fight it and keep in touch with us. Let us know what's up. And again, that number to call for people who just need further assistance, 1-855-949-7234. I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, Doc, who swears by turkey tail mushrooms to build up your system, too. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of mushrooms and, gosh, I don't know how many varieties and species there are, but there's hundreds of them all over the world, and they're just great, great, great supporters of the immune system. They're great foods. I eat mushrooms all the time, sometimes breakfast, lunch, and dinner on some days. And, of course, we actually have one of our chocolate products we call Triple Truffle. It actually has a truffle mushroom.
Truffle mushrooms.
Yeah. In there to support the immune system.
Tom has a text and tweet. What do you have, Thomas?
So this one from Carrie in Ormond Beach, Florida. I'm wondering what the health benefits are, if any, of eating prunes.
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 Mm.
Well, prunes are legendary for people who have a history of constipation. You can have prune juice or prunes, excuse me, which are the dried or semi-dried plums. And they have a laxative effect. They have a little bit of an antioxidant effect. And so they're legendary for people with chronic constipation. When you have chronic constipation, it's usually a gluten problem, so you need to clean up your diet. You have a couple of prunes with breakfast and or prune juice for breakfast, you're off and away and have a good bowel movement.
Doc, email in. This one's going to be right down your alley, of course, with your veterinary experience. George, what will Doc Wallach recommend that I give my dog Jacob so he can live a long life?
Okay, we have a wonderful multiple for dogs and cats and iguanas and so forth and birds. It's called Arthrodex. It's a crystal. The base is a liver extract, liver powder, and dogs and cats just love it because it tastes so good. They like the liver taste. But it's a great multiple, and it's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. So if the dog weighs 40 pounds, it's two scoops a day. If the dog weighs 18 pounds, I'd give it one scoop a day, that kind of thing, or a 10-pound dog, a half a scoop. Then they need the EFAs, and again, per, say, 20 pounds of body weight, 25 pounds of body weight, give them one EFA capsule a day, puncture the capsule, squirt the liquid contents onto the food. That's omega-3 essential fatty acids, also essential nutrients. And let's see, if they have a history of bone problems, disc problems in their back, or joint problems, I would throw in the MSM tablets, say two of those per day per 25 pounds of body weight of the tablets. It'll last a long time because they're big bottles. Then, of course, the glucogel. You can either get the liquid or the capsules, and say for 20, 25 pounds, it'd be two capsules of the glucogel capsules or a teaspoon of the glucogel liquid per day to support maintenance repair of the cartilage and ligaments and tendons and the disc between the vertebrae. And so that's what you do to add many healthy years. Long time ago when I was a kid, an old dog was 8 years old. Today, an old dog is 25 to 28 because of the nutrients.
Smaller dogs tend to live longer than bigger ones. Why?
That's because typically they get a more concentrated food with more nutrients in it. Big dogs, you know, people like to give them table scraps and throw them a slab of meat and all that kind of stuff. They really don't pay too much attention to nutrients. But when you have a little bitty dog, everybody's giving that little dog their teaspoon of vitamins and minerals and their EFAs and so forth. So they tend to be more careful. So it has to do with, again, that's why we do everything by body weight.
So it's not their genetic makeup.
No,
but it's
sir. No, sir.
Interesting. Let's go to Angie in Ohio, east of the Rockies. Hi, Angie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Go ahead, hon.
I'm calling for my sister. She's 39 years old. She just had three strokes on Monday.
Three.
Multiple blood clots. They had to remove one from her brain, one from her arm, and not sure where the third one is. She was just diagnosed now with congestive heart failure. They are doing more testing.
How old is she? How old is she, Angie?
39.
39? Oh, my God.
Okay, now when you say she has heart failure, you're saying congestive heart failure?
Congestive heart failure.
Okay. Now, congestive heart failure, if it's a correct diagnosis, congestive heart failure is caused by deficiency of a single vitamin. And when you have blood clots, it's a deficiency of another nutrient, okay, not the same one, but a different one. And does your sister have any history of asthma, bronchitis that you know of?
Not that I know of. We believe the damage that she's done to her heart was from illegal drug use.
Okay, well, that's certainly can put pressure on you and all your tissues, your body. But congestive heart failure itself, if it's true congestive heart failure, it's caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. And so let's see here. What does she weigh? What does she weigh?
She's about 180 pounds.
Okay. 180 pounds. Again, she needs to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. If she wants to live, she's got to give up the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens, and sugars. And then the sugars make this one nutrient more deficient. So you got to stay away from honey and molasses and maple syrup and table sugar and juices and fruits and soft drinks and all that kind of stuff. Then I want her to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month, of full dose everything twice a day. Specifically for the congestive heart failure and the blood clot, she needs three of the de-stress capsules twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And also she's going to need what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. You can have three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. And then, let's see here. Lastly, because of the blood clots, I would also throw in some extra of the EFAs. I wanted to have nine EFAs a day. With the two healthy brain and heart packs, she's going to have two healthy brain and heart packs. She's going to have three of the EFAs twice a day. She'll have three of the EFA pluses twice a day. But I'd get her another bodily EFAs so she can take another three at lunchtime because they are what's missing when you have blood clots. A deficiency of the EFAs causes blood clots.
Doc, what would cause a 39-year-old woman to have so many strokes?
Well, she has a gluten problem. Okay, she is not absorbing nutrients. And it's very common in people who do drugs and drink alcohol because there's so much gluten in beer and whiskey and that kind of stuff. And, of course, people who drink that way tend to eat fast foods, and they tend to eat processed meats and pepperoni pizza and bacon and ham and these sorts of things. And remember we said earlier in the show that by eating those types of processed meats, increase your risk of many different types of cancers, the same as smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. I said it in 71. The World Health Organization said 2015.
Here's an email in from Carol about her husband. He's got hyperhidrosis, which is uncontrollable sweating under his armpits. What can he do about it?
Okay, hyperhidrosis, of course, as a manifestation, again, of deficiencies. And per 100 pounds of body weight, first of all, he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff so he can absorb the good stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils and glutens. He needs one of the healthy brain and heart packs per 100 pounds of body weight, and divide everything up in half. If he only weighs 100 pounds, and half a dose of breakfast and dinner. If he weighs 150 to 200 pounds, I'd have him take a full dose of everything twice a day. It would be two healthy brain and heart packs per month. And then I'd get him the hair, skin, and nails. I'd have him take three of those capsules twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And lastly, I would give him what we call I'd give him the MSM. MSM from our Free Life division. It's the old Goji bunch, Free Life division. And I'd have him take three of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. That'd be one bottle a month. And it's going to actually help support repair of the skin. Under his arms, between his toes, his hands. And when you get hyperhidrosis, you get in your palms sweat, your feet sweat, under your arms.
Yeah, she said it's embarrassing as all get up.
It's a simple nutritional deficiency.
And, of course, as I had mentioned earlier, for the first time, we're going to mention, depending on how you're doing in this economy, the folks at criticalhealthnews.com have opened up something for you if you want to start your own small business and grow it. Just go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. It's a great way for people to develop a business, Doc, isn't it?
Yes, so they can create an income stream, get the tax breaks of billionaires. They can also, in their business plan, get benefits from their own little business, like the business can provide a car for them. And so all the expenses of the car, including the payments, insurance, and so forth, are tax deductible. Your little longevity company can pay for your health care premiums every month, your life insurance premiums, and paid vacations and all that kind of stuff. You just got to write up the business plan. We actually have a little book called Wall Street for Kids, and it'll teach you how to do all that legally. And so it's a willable asset. That's the beautiful piece about it. You get your family involved. You're getting ready to retire. You give it or sell it to your family, or you will it to your family. And if they're working with you for years, they pick it up where it's at, and they don't miss a step and move on and make it bigger and greater. And right now, people are looking for extra income. People are very disappointed with the medical system. They're very disappointed with the Affordable Health Care Act. Doctors are the third leading cause of death in America. They kill 251,000 people each year, according to Johns Hopkins, in their workplace in hospitals. And from simple mistakes, they kill 1 million people every 4 years, George. So why would you go there for simple things when you could do it yourself and without the risk of them killing you?
That's so important. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And you can get more information on what Doc has just been talking about by going to criticalhealthnews.com or even calling that toll-free number at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And again, don't forget to download the Critical Health News free apps in your app store. You can have it right on your smartphone. We'll be back in a moment with final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Next hour, Lynn McTaggart joins us with her latest work, The Power of Eight. Of course, she's the author of the best-selling book, The Intention Experiment. I'm looking forward to that. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, an email in from MR. It says, I've got color vision issues. What can I do?
Okay. If they're born with it, it's a birth defect. There's not much you can do. But there's night vision problems or some color problems that are acquired, and there's simple nutritional deficiencies, and very easily reversed. And so the best thing to do is get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. Again, I would take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And then I would throw in the Occutive. They come in bottles of 30, and so it would be two of those per 100 pounds of body weight, so two bottles a month, one at breakfast, one at dinner time for 100 pounds of body weight. Also the Vision FX, that'd be three of those capsules twice a day. That's two bottles a month of the Vision FX. And I think that's where to start. Again, keep away from all the bad stuff. And if it's a simple nutritional deficiency, usually within 30, 60 days, color vision comes back, night vision comes back. But if it's a birth defect, mama was missing things. When that piece of the chemistry of the eye was being formed, she was missing stuff. and the piece just didn't get put inside the equipment.
Let's go to Bobby in Alabama, first-time caller. Hi, Bobby. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for holding so long.
Yes, sir. I'm calling for my wife. She's asleep. It's early in the morning here. She's 40 years old, and last Thursday she had central retinal artery occlusion, which is an eye stroke, basically. The demographic for that, I understand, is a 65-year-old male. That's obviously not her. They're doing the test to see what may have caused it, obviously, but that's not my real question. She's healthy otherwise. My real question is she lost 80 to 90% of her vision in that eye, which, because the blood flow was cut off for 4 hours and it cleared itself, the blockage did.
Okay, well, so, let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. Did your wife have any history of things like asthma, respiratory problems, bronchitis, COPD?
She's had asthma.
She had asthma before.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, she has a gluten problem. She's not absorbing nutrients. And, of course, blood clots, whether they're in the retina of the eye, whether they're in the optic nerve, are caused by deficiency of a single nutrient, okay, which is usually very difficult to absorb when you have a gluten problem because the intestines are damaged. And, of course, she's passed that on to her children, her blood children. If she has brothers and sisters, they need to be warned, not only for them, but also for the kids of the sisters, because it's passed on through pregnancy. It's not a genetic thing. But what I would do, and how much does your wife weigh? Is she a big girl or small? Or?
No, she's 145. Is there anything that she can do to repair the damaged?
Yes, well, I'm getting there. 145 pounds. Okay? So 145 pounds. I would go ahead and give her two of the healthy brain and heart packs a month. She's got to give her all the bad foods so we don't have continuing damage. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten. You, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, everybody in the household got to be gluten-free so she's not cross-contaminated in the washer and dryer, the beds, the couches where people watch TV, the food preparation services. There cannot be any gluten in the house. You cannot eat it somewhere else and come home, put your clothes in the washer and dryer. No gluten, no gluten, no gluten, no wheat, rye, and oats. Two healthy brain and heart packs a month. I'd also have her take two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They're designed to support healthy blood flow through the plugged arteries and also support healthy blood pressure. And then I would give her the Ultimate Niacin Plus. I'd give her two of those a day. That's one bottle a month of the Ultimate Niacin Plus. The plus part is an enzyme called natokinase, which dissolves blood clots. If they're old, it might take a week or two to dissolve the blood clot. If they're brand new, they're usually dissolved before they make one circuit through the body.
Can the eye repair itself, Doc?
Oh, yes. The eye, every tissue in the body, whether it's eyes or liver or lungs or intestines, heart, kidneys, skin, every tissue has stem cells. And, of course, we have a stem cell product called Immortalium. If you want to, you could go ahead and throw that in, say three of those tablets twice a day. That'd be two bottles a month. And it's going to actually increase the speed of healing and encourage all the different, there's like, I don't know, 25 different types of cells in the eye, the various structures of the eye, and they all have stem cells, and the Immortalium will stimulate them to get up out of hibernation, go to work, and repair.
And, Bobby, here's that toll-free number to call because I know we're throwing a lot of information your way, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. The body truly is a remarkable machine if you take care of it, isn't it?
That's exactly right, George, and that's why we love the 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, and 3 fatty acids, because every vertebrae, that's why my thesis sells for $25,000 a copy. Used when V'd up, they sell for $8,000, $12,000, $20,000, because it covers 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 change of over 454 species of animals and 3,000 humans. And what we learned is all vertebrates, including human beings, have the capacity to prevent and heal every disease you can think of. There's no genetically transmitted diseases. That's why my book's in the Smithsonian Institute. Most people cannot give their theses away for their PhD degree. And, of course, people want mine because I show them how to prevent and reverse these diseases.
Let's go to Tom for a final text or tweet. What do you have, Tom?
This one from Jeremiah in Kentucky. I'm 34 and I'm overweight. Which will help me lose weight faster, sit-ups or the treadmill?
Neither one. Okay, being overweight and obese
stop
has
eating.
Nothing to
stop
do with
eating,
lack of exercise
right?
or eating too much. Okay, it's actually a deficiency of any one of the members of a certain a class of nutrients. So per 100 pounds of body weight, we give one healthy weight loss pack. They got to stay away from all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. We also have the keto caramel diet. We have the shakes and the bars. Two of the three meals a day should be the keto caramel diet with the either the bars or the shake. And then, let's see here. I have them stay away from exercise, and they will actually...
Why?
Because exercise kills. Exercise without supplementation is suicide. And when you exercise, you're missing those nutrients. You get hungry and
well,
you eat
what
more
if you exercise
weight.
With the nutrients?
Yeah. Okay, so basically, when you lose your weight, then you start exercising. But we get people who are 5'2" and they weigh 588 pounds, or they're 5'2" and they weigh 352, and or they're 6 foot tall and they weigh 700 pounds. And we get them to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day with this program. We have a part of our what we call the healthy weight loss pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. It has in it many things, including Rev. And you take a dropper full of that Rev under your tongue, a dropper full, not a drop. And within a couple of days, you'll start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And the reason why we're the number one obese nation in the world, George, is because everybody, doctors and the government and everybody else out there, coaches and weight loss experts, follow the theory perfectly. And the theory is you gain weight and become obese because you eat too much and don't exercise enough, which is completely false. You actually gain weight and become obese because you're nutritionally deficient. And there's three of those nutrients. If you're deficient in any one of those, you'll be the 300-pound, 500-pound, 800-pound person. And you start with our program of the healthy weight loss packs, the keto caramel diet, and stay away from all the bad foods. You're going to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. There will be days you lose 4 pounds. You'll never have to have the surgery for all the saggy, baggy skin because with all the nutrients, your skin tones up as you lose the weight. And it's a beautiful thing to behold.
Doc, out here in Los Angeles, I'm told that Angelina Jolie, the actress, who's 5'7", weighs 73 pounds. That's sickly, is it?
Well, she is very skinny. Okay, it's 73 pounds at 5'7". 5'7" for girls, she should weigh maybe 150 pounds, 160 pounds. If she's 83 pounds, then...
73.
She's 70 pounds. Okay, well, then she's 80 pounds.
That's anorexic, isn't it?
Maybe. Well, for whatever reason, she is way underweight, and it might be just a gluten problem. So she has multiple nutritional deficiencies. And you have entree. You have access. I would go ahead and have Tom or somebody email her or call her on your behalf and say, you know, we're curious. You know, why is it you only weigh 70 pounds and you're 5'7"? You know, if
well, they said it's
here,
over Brad Pitt. They said it's over her breakup with Brad Pitt, so it's stress.
Well, maybe. Maybe she's eating too much cookies and crackers and drinking
well,
too many
well,
soda
wouldn't you gain weight eating cookies and crackers?
No, because they have gluten in them, and you can't absorb nutrients when you eat all that gluten.
Interesting. All right, Bob in Ohio. Take it away, Bob.
Hey. Hi, George.
Hey there.
My mom has essential tremor, and I'm afraid I'm getting it. And I'm taking the 90 for life every day. I'm wondering what else I have to do to avoid this disease.
What's happening to you? What do you?
Okay, well, essential tremors are not genetic. They're actually caused by nutritional deficiencies. And of course, when you get them, they can be called things like Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease, they're all kind of the same disease, just different parts of the brain are randomly more severely deficient in things, and you get different symptoms based on the different part of the brain that's more severely affected. And so what I like to do for people with essential tremors, whether it's diagnosed with Parkinson's disease or essential tremors, doesn't matter. Billionaires come from all over the world for me to treat them for this. You need to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no sugar. And then you take one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. You take a full dose of everything twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Then you throw in the de-stress capsules, capital D like David, dash stress, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. The ultimate niacin plus, two of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the ultimate niacin plus per 100 pounds of body weight. And then I need you to eat, let's see here, what do you weigh?
172.
172 pounds. I'd have you eat 9 eggs a day. And the eggs can be soft poached with soft yolk, soft boiled with soft yolk, soft scrambled butter. I do want you to eat a stick of butter a day. And to help you understand that, we do have a CD called A Stick of Butter a Day Keeps the Doctor Away. A Stick of Butter a Day Keeps the Doctor Away. And I urge you to listen to that CD many, many times, and you'll just shake your head and say, well, there's my problem. You've been listening to doctors and staying away from cholesterol. Cholesterol is your best friend. You want to be eating that butter. You want to be eating dairy products that has to have high-fat dairy. It was a big study with 128,000 people with central tremors and Parkinson's disease. They found that they had a deficiency of dairy fats. They were eating zero-fat yogurts. They were eating drinking skim milk, non-dairy coffee creamers. You need to eat whole cream a day, a stick of butter a day, and you need to drink whole milk.
You remember my breakfast, Doc? Remember my breakfast? Berries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and some whipped cream.
Yeah, there you go. The whipped cream is the best part.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what your brain requires to maintain itself. People don't realize it, George. 75% of all vertebrates' brain, including human beings, and porpoises and snakes and whales and flamingos and giraffes, all vertebrates, 75% of their brain weight is the white matter of the brain, which is 100% cholesterol. You need that fat, okay?
Interesting.
That's where the egg yolks come in. The eggs are so important. And so all these things, the essential tremors go away, Parkinson's goes away, Huntington's goes away. These are not genetic things. Even if everybody in your family's got them, they're all eating the same way, cooking the same way, living in the same place.
Off to Boise, Idaho we go. Hazen's with us. Let's get your question in, Hazen. Go ahead.
Yeah, George, first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for like 23 years.
Well, thank you, Hazen. Thank you.
Yeah, love your show. Hey, I got a strange one for you. Good friend of mine about 5 years ago was diagnosed with lymphedema tardiva, which is not lymphoma, but he has not been able to find any help for it at all. His lymph nodes just drain anywhere in the body, and he's swelled up like a balloon and just leaking out of his pores. And to make matters worse, about a year later, he was diagnosed with lung cancer, stage 4, which he's gone into remission through radiation.
Sure.
Which,
okay, how much does he weigh? We only have a few moments here. How much does he weigh?
You know, how much does he weigh, Hayes?
Right now, he's about 300. He's a little over 6 feet tall and normally about 200.
Okay. So 300 pounds. He needs to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. He needs to take 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month, 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And because he has a history of this cancer, I'd certainly get him the liquid muscadine grape seed extract from our Nature's Pearl division. I want him to have 3 doses a day. It'll be a dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's kind of like a tablespoon at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be 3 bottles a month. And, of course, it has that $120 million study, 10-year study, Wake Forest University in North Carolina. It's just a beautiful study. And he also needs the, let's see here.
And this has to.
Z like zebra, dash radical, have 3 ounces a day, and that'll be 3 quarts a month. And this is, again, to support the immune system as well as anti-inflammatory. Both of these products are anti-inflammatory. It'll help relieve all of this inflammation and the swelling, as well as support the body's immune system, which is going to defend him.
They say it's not life-threatening, but it really screws up your lymph fluid system, huh?
Yeah, but he has a history of cancer. He's in remission, but he has cancer. He's had lung cancer, so that is life-threatening.
Hey, absolutely.
Yep.
Doc, we've got a minute left. Any more trips coming up for you?
Yes, I'm all over the place. Right now I'm in Michigan. Let's see here. Friday I'm headed towards Jackson, Mississippi. And then I go to Pennsylvania. And then I go to Dallas, Texas. And so I'm looking forward to doing a lot of events with you next year. So that's going to be kind of exciting.
I do. I love those events. Doc, thanks. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Ben Fuchs will be on with us in a few weeks as well.
Great. So, yes, your audience is lucky to be able to listen to him. I appreciate you putting him on.
A great team. Doc Wallach, and, of course, let me give you the toll-free number again. Call there. Give the folks your symptoms, and they're going to help you out as much as they can. These aren't cures, folks, but they do help. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. The apps are in the app stores now. And if you're ready to start your own small business, just go to criticalhealthnews.com and look for that section.